ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तस्मिन् तदा लब्धा रुचिः महामते प्रियश्रवसि अस्खलिता मतिर्मम यायाहम् एतत् सदसत् स्वमायया पश्ये मयि ब्रह्मणि कल्पितं पदे। तस्मिंस्तदा लब्धरुचे महामते प्रियश्रवस्य स्खलिता मतिर्मम ययाहमेतत् सदसत् स्वमायया पश्ये मयि ब्रह्मणि कल्पितं परे। तस्मिंस्तदा लब्धरुचिः महामते प्रियश्रवसः स्खलिता मतिर्मम ययाहमेतत् सदसत् स्वमायया पश्ये मयि ब्रह्मणि कल्पितं परे। Yes, men, it being so, tada, at that time, labda, achieved, ruchehe, taste, mahamate, O great sage, priyashravasi, upon the Lord, Askalita Mati, uninterrupted attention. Mama, mine. Yaya, by which Aham, I. Etat, all these. Satasat, gross and subtle. Svamayaya, one's own ignorance. Pashye, see, mayi, in me. Brahmani, the supreme. Kalpitam, is accepted. Pare, in the transcendence. Translation. O great sage, I must tell you before I start that this is spoken by Narada Muni to his disciple Vyasadev. Narada Muni wanted to explain to Vyasadev how he came to Krishna consciousness. What was his own story? How he himself got so inspired that he became totally attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a very good subject matter. When devotees meet together, they will sometimes discuss how they came to Krishna consciousness. And it's always very inspiring. Have you made this experience when you hear from another devotee, and this happened, and then Krishna sent me a sign, and I met devotees, and you know, everyone has his individual story, but it's always very nice to hear. So here Narada Muni describes how he was a maidservant in his previous life, a maidservant's son, I wanted to say, in his previous life, and how once four great sages came to his home, and he listened to them and took their prasadam. And as a result, he got the taste. Ruchi. Mm-hmm. So now the text. O great sage, as soon as I got a taste of the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I had accepted gross and subtle coverings. For both the Lord and I are transcendental. Purport. Ignorance in material existence is compared to darkness. And in all Vedic literatures, the personality of Godhead is compared to the sun. Wherever there is light, there cannot be darkness. Hearing of the Lord's pastimes is itself transcendental association with the Lord, because there is no difference between the Lord and his transcendental pastimes. To become associated with the supreme light is to dissipate all ignorance. By ignorance only, the conditioned soul wrongly thinks that both he and the Lord are products of material nature. But in fact, the personality of Godhead and the living beings are transcendental, and they have nothing to do with the material nature. When ignorance is removed and it is perfectly realized that there is nothing existing without the personality of Godhead, then nescience is removed. Since the gross and subtle bodies are emanations from the personality of Godhead, the knowledge of light permits one to engage both of them in the service of the Lord. The gross body should be engaged in acts of rendering service to the Lord, as in bringing water, cleansing the temple, or making obeisances. The path of archana, or worshipping the Lord in the temple, involves engaging one's gross body in the service of the Lord. Similarly, the subtle mind should be engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, thinking about them, chanting his name, etc. All such activities are transcendental. None of the gross or subtle senses should otherwise be engaged. Such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in the devotional service. But simply attraction of love for the personality of Godhead, as it was developed in Narada Muni by hearing, is highly effective.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskacharya Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Turn it a little, because then otherwise you... Oh, it's not so important to see me, but like this. Is it all right for you now? Krishna. Oh, great sage. As soon as I got a taste of the personality of Godhead, my attention to hear of the Lord was unflinching. And as my taste developed, I could realize that it was only in my ignorance that I had accepted gross and subtle coverings, for both the Lord and I are transcendental. Hare Krishna. We have chosen this particular verse to give us an introduction to taste in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada had a wonderful ability. This ability was almost magical. It is that in his presence, devotees would get such a taste in the practices of Krishna consciousness that they were able to do things which otherwise were impossible for them. One scholar called Thomas Hopkins has described that Srila Prabhupada would meet someone and then he would ask him to, for instance, print a book. Now this devotee had never printed a book. He had never had anything to do with printing a book. But in Prabhupada's presence, he got such a conviction and also taste in Krishna consciousness that he very easily printed books. I have just read about Prabhupada in Australia, and there Prabhupada requests a young bhakta to come and help him draw plans for Srila Mayapur. This young bhakta had studied a little architecture, and when Prabhupada asked him, please draw the plans for Mayapur, he did a wonderful job, which later was refined, of course, by some other architects. But he could do something which was impossible for him. It is described in Krishna that whenever you feel enthusiastic for something, then all of a sudden, things which were previously very difficult for you to do became very easy. For instance, we know that some devotees here in Ljubljana felt very enthusiastic to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, and they somehow, without much money, got this huge building for Krishna. Or we know that in the past some devotees felt very enthusiastic to distribute transcendental literature, and wow, the books were going out like anything. I heard that there was that Harinamananda Prabhu was once distributing 950 books in one day. What do you think? It is described. Oh, here comes Vali Priya. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being so enthusiastic to come. Hare Krishna. We just speak about enthusiasm. And you are coming in. This is not an accident. It is arranged by Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, welcome. It is described, whenever someone feels enthusiastic to do something, almost impossible things become possible. But if you are not enthusiastic, then even the smallest thing can become so difficult. Do you know? Even especially in Krishna consciousness, you need enthusiasm like anything. Whenever that leaves you, you develop the HDS syndrome. What is the HDS syndrome? It sounds like AIDS, isn't it? It is called the half-dead syndrome. Hare Krishna, Moksha Rupi, please come. We need to see you. We have waited for many years, for one whole year to see Moksha Rupi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that this enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness is the soul, life and soul of bhakti. Or better, what he describes is, it's the life and soul of Shraddha, of faith. Let us think for one moment about this. You have faith in something, but only if you also have enthusiasm, then this faith begins to live. Faith alone is like the body, but enthusiasm is like the soul which enters into this body to make it walk and talk and so on. Sometimes our Christian brothers and sisters, they lose their enthusiasm for their religious faith, and as a result, Christianity today is not in such good shape. You know, there is a lot of, they do not have so much taste in spirituality, and they are very interested in material things. Many Christians are very sad about this, and they have come to us and said, we are very much worried what will happen with Christianity, because we have faith but no enthusiasm. And then I said, this is also our problem at the moment in the North European zone. We have a faith, that Krishna is God, but some of our members have lost their enthusiasm, and therefore they are now more interested in the material side than it is normal for a spiritualist. It is a problem which is not only happening in Christianity or in whatever religion. When you have just Shraddha, just the faith, but you lack enthusiasm, you develop this dangerous disease called half-dead syndrome. Some of you have this disease. I sometimes also get it. It's a very painful disease. Yeah. You feel just so unenthusiastic, and you feel, where is my experience in Krishna? When you get this disease, the half-dead syndrome, you become very insecure about your spiritual life, and you just turn towards the material side, and you begin to quarrel with devotees. And when this disease is more advanced, at that time, when the half, it is even found that you ask yourself the question, what is the meaning of it, of my life in Krishna consciousness? What sense does it make? And if it's very much advanced, this disease, then you bloop. Bloop means you run away and go back into material life. This has happened, this disease. In the beginning, it's not so. It can sometimes happen, you know. You need to immediately catch it, the disease. This half-dead, there's only one medicine for this half-dead syndrome. It is to become enthusiastic for something in Krishna consciousness, either hearing about Krishna or chanting about Krishna or in association with good devotees. You must become enthusiastic for something in Krishna consciousness, otherwise you cannot stop this disease, and this disease will eat the vitality of your spiritual practice, and you will, and after some time, yes, you even can go back into the material world. Half-dead syndrome is a very terrible disease of people in Krishna consciousness. It seems it's the disease which is the most difficult disease which we can get. So, HDS, it's called, half-dead. Dead syndrome. Let us come back to our main point, that enthusiasm is the soul. Dusha, yes, the dusha. Thank you very much for this nice word. Your Narakara has said the word dusha. It's the dusha, the soul of one's shraddha, of one's faith. Now, only if you have this living faith, faith with enthusiasm, can you make advancement in Krishna consciousness. I want to draw your attention to a very important discussion which took place at the ocean of Puri. It was a night, the stars were on the sky. And one Krishna Das asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, it seems to me that some devotees make very fast advancement, whereas others make very slow advancement. What is the reason?" Have you ever thought about this? What are your thoughts on the subject? Yes. Yes, you have given the correct answer. It's faith in the holy name. When someone has a lot of faith in the holy name, his or her spiritual advancement is very easy. When someone does not have so much faith, maliteshko, a little difficult. Again, Lord Chaitanya also said that faith is a very, very important, and the soul of this faith is enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness. Now, often we do not have such faith any longer, and our lives is a dryness, dry Canada, or dry Sahara Desert. This is how our lives feel. Do you know this? Now everyone is not responding. Some are going, not me. I'm full of life. I don't have the half-dead syndrome. We all know about it. We often are very dry in our spiritual practice. We do things out of routine. And we don't feel Krishna in our lives. How does this dryness, this Sahara-like dryness, happen in spiritual life? Well, the reason which is given in the scripture is that this comes due to aparadha. Aparadha is that which brings us away from the worship of Krishna. Radha means worship. It also means Radharani. And apa means that which brings us away. When you are away from the enthusiastic worship of Krishna, you feel so dry. At that time, when Krishna is not there in your life, it becomes very difficult. Now, when this happens, there are two things which you can do. One is, you can go to the material side and try to get the taste from the material side. And the other is, you can go to the spiritual side and try to get your taste back on the spiritual platform. I want to give you an example of the second. Once Narada Muni, this will be described in a chapter, in one chapter later. Narada Muni was in the forest, and he actually had a realization of Krishna. But then Krishna left him again. He just disappeared. Narada Muni became crazy with pain. Oh, my dear Lord, first you have appeared and then you have disappeared. And his question was, how can we question? How can I see you again? This is a very good question. How can we make advancement in Krishna consciousness? They are very necessary in our spiritual lives. And then Narada Muni, then the answer came from Krishna. He said, My dear devotee, I regret that during this life you will not see me again. But I'm doing this with a purpose. I have disappeared with a purpose. Those who are yet not pure in their love for me, in order to increase their hankering for me, I sometimes disappear from their lives, so that they only want me. Hare Krishna. Krishna sometimes does this. He might have, he does this also to young devotees like we are. Sometimes we are very Krishna conscious and we just know how this feeling is. It is so satisfying. Then Krishna disappears and we struggle for some time. And then two things can happen. We can either go to the material side or we can go to the spiritual side. Krishna is not so cheap that we can so easily get him. Krishna waits that we really hanker to have his association, that it is really important for us. The Sanskrit word for hankering is called utkanta. Kanta means the collar. You know, collar? Collar is a difficult word. Narakara, how do we say collar? It is here, this part of the shirt. What is this? Yes, this. So hankering means utkanta, going out of one's collar. Like, now I'm out of my collar. You really want to see, you want to find out. You're stretching your head. You've sometimes seen deers when they are on the field and they have heard that you're coming, or they have smelled that you're full of halava or whatever. And then they go like, oops, they go like up. This is called utkanta. So to find out Krishna, you need to develop this hankering, this utkanta. Where is Krishna? This is how you need this is very important. If you are away from Krishna due to aparadha, you need to really want to come back to Krishna. This is very, very important. When Krishna makes it sometimes difficult, don't run away from Krishna and go to the material side. You have been on the material side since time immemorial. You have not come to spiritual life to go back to the material world. No, you should take this opportunity and become very much eager for Krishna conscious knowledge. Once Socrates had a pupil who was not learning very nicely. So he took with him a bath in some river. And all of a sudden, took the pupil and pushed him under the water. And the pupil was really fighting for his life. And then he took him out and he said, "Oh, what were you thinking?" "Oh, Socrates," said the pupil, "I was thinking of air." "Ah, how were you thinking of the air?" "Very urgently," said the pupil. "I very much wanted the air." "Ah, see, O Timotheos." I do not know if his name was Timotheos, but they always had such names in the Socrates name. Let us say, "O Lucius." "O Lucius, you must know. You have to search with the same intensity for wisdom. Just like you were searching urgently for the air, you must urgently search for wisdom. Otherwise, O Lucius, you will not get wisdom. This is how a devotee must search for Krishna. Very urgently, directly and indirectly, he must find out where is Krishna and how can I get Krishna. Yes. Now I want to come to the end. Let me summarize where we were. We said advancement is a question of faith. But not dead faith, it must be living faith. That means faith with enthusiasm. Now, when due to our own mistakes, we become separated from Krishna consciousness, due to our aparadhas, we have to somehow see that we can go back to the road of faith, living faith. And the best way really is if we increase our chanting with full attention. This chanting with full attention will bring faith in Krishna consciousness. I want to end my lecture today by giving you three tips for improving our japa. I will request Udata Prabhu to please write on the table so that we can see it for some time. We don't need the text any longer. We can just erase it. Oh, it works. Hare Krishna. Jai Gonitai. They are always there on the transcendental side, inviting us to dance with them, isn't it? The invitation never stops. If you want to chant and have a Krishna conscious experience, you need to chant with full attention. Now, there are three things which are an obstacle to our attention. Please write down the Croatian word, we are here in Slovenia, for diversion. This is the first diversion. Yeah, it happens every day. No, we should find the right word. Let us see what it is, diversion. Let us first see what it is. It is when your mind just goes away to another subject. In two words, yes. Sometimes it's best to use two words. You know, you are there happily chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. All of a sudden, you hear a sound, or you pick up a thought, and your mind goes there. I can guarantee you that this happens very often while chanting the round. You are diverted to something else in Krishna. These are causes of inattention, and we will discuss the remedies of all these causes. Because we have found out if we can chant with full attention, then it's a faith-building experience in our life, which will give us the substance of Krishna consciousness. Diversion can be counteracted if you chant in a disturbance-free atmosphere. Yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when you chant your rounds and you want to chant them with full attention, you must chant them in a disturbance-free atmosphere. I want to request you, when we all chant in the temple, sometimes the temple room is not a disturbance-free atmosphere, because some devotees chant very loud, for instance, or they chant very crazily. Grrr, you know, I'm so tired I can't even imitate it. Grrr, the head goes, shakes like a crazy man back and forth. One time I saw in Radhadesh someone who was chanting like a boxer, you know, and I became so diverted. He had his hands like this. He was from here. All glories to this wonderful example. And I was just always asking, what is it? Does he see a ghost who is attacking him? Or I was totally distracted. It was. Diversion, you could also say, distraction, it's the same. So, my dear devotees, when we chant together in the temple, let us make this temple the most wonderful, this chanting a very wonderful experience. And even if we are a little bit eccentric by nature, we attract many such people, which is, you need to be a little special, I guess, to join the Hare Krishna movement. It's not it's not necessarily bad. Let us be calm and make this a very disturbance-free atmosphere. Sometimes it's therefore also good if devotees chant a little bit alone in a room where there is no distraction, no sound, no nothing. The next obstacle in chanting with full attention is just you do not care. It's called in German language Gleichgültigkeit. What is the English the word? Yes. I'm sorry, but three words. These are very, very good. That we discuss this in care. It says, you hear, for instance, one should be enthusiastic to go back home, back to Godhead. This is a very nice fan which our pujari has. Wow. Slovenian peacock fan. Wonderful. So it's like carelessness. Carelessness is the English word. You just do not care any longer in your spiritual life. And then that's a sign of inattention. The best way to cure this is if you have good association with devotees. In the association of devotees, you again begin to care for your spiritual life. But it must be real devotees. not Dharma Dvachis. Dharma Dvachis are people who say one thing but who do another thing. This association is not terrible. It must be real devotees who want really Krishna. By their association, you can start to care again. And the last obstacle to chanting is just laziness. You're just lazy to chant your rounds. You know, you go in your beads and, oh. Oh, this is too much to finish this round. And you put it here conveniently. and so on. This type of laziness is very, very difficult. And there is only one medicine against laziness. That is, you need to become enthusiastic. Enthusiasm. How to become enthusiastic? Well, for instance, it is said, if you have a spiritual practice which you somehow like and you do this, then the laziness in your spiritual life goes. These are three causes for inattention while chanting and three remedies. And I want to request you that we leave this on the board for the evening. And those of you who want to fight against the half-death syndrome, they can look at this and so on. You please write the heading, Causes for Inattention, Udata. This is important so that we know what it is. Diversion, carelessness, and laziness. Please fight this because it's a matter of your spiritual life. We must use this human form of life to become fully Krishna conscious, and we must not allow that this causes this faithlessness and no enthusiasm is killing us. It's just like in my own life now, you can see I'm very much struggling with tiredness. So much, the last weeks were, week was just so intense. But I know, it's now in my blood. The tiredness is in my blood. Now if I'm not careful, I can become sick. It's the best time to get sick when you're so exhausted. Any little thing can make you sick. So I will do something against it this morning. Make some yoga exercises, have some time for myself, in order to shake off this tiredness. It is an enemy which is not good for if you want to give a lecture, if you fall asleep. This is not desired. So in the same way, when we see that the disease, the half-dead syndrome, comes into us and we lose our enthusiasm, we should not just go on like this. We should fight with it. And the best way to fight with it is to again take to chanting with full attention. Everything is in the spiritual name of the Lord. And when we contact Him in this holy name, He will give us back our enthusiasm. In the end, to waken up your faith in the chanting of the holy name, I want to tell you a nice story. Once there was a man. It's my best story. He was very, very busy in his life. And he never chanted. So Narada Muni came to him and said, "My dear, person, please, I'm worried, you do not make spiritual advancement, chant. And he said, I have no time, I'm an important businessman. I have an oil press. Do you know what an oil press is? I think he was taking sesame seeds and he was just grinding the seeds so that the oil came out. From morning till evening I walk besides my bullock to get the oil. I have no time to chant. Oh, said Narada Muni, there must be some time where you have time. The man said, no. Wait. Yes. When I'm sitting on the toilet, then I don't do anything else. Okay, said Narada Muni, then please start to chant the name of Rama when you are on the WC. So the man started when he, you know, every day when he was in the fields, you know, nature toilet, he went like Ram, 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 Ram. Now when you do Ram Kirtan or Ram Japa, who comes at that time? Hanuman. Hanuman saw that this man was chanting in such a situation. He became very angry. My Lord Rama is disrespected. And he began to kick this man violently. And but he saw that he could not, his kicks had no effect on the body of the man. His kicks were so strong that they could throw Ravana and Kumbhakarna on the ground. Bhima had difficulties to even carry the tail of Hanuman. He's so strong. But he could not do anything against this man. So he went to Ayodhya to talk with Ram about this. But when he came into Ram's palace, he heard that Ram was sick and that he was still lying in his bedroom. Hanuman went and said, my dear Lord, are you sick? Oh yes, I have so much pain, said Rama. Oh, where is the pain? Rama said, why are you asking? It was you who created this pain for me. No, said Hanuman, I never create pain. I'm your devotee. No, you should know that when you kicked this man, you really kicked me. What? You also know about this man? Said Hanuman. How did I kick you? You are different from this man. Yes, said Rama. But I am not different from my holy name. And he chanted with full attention. Rama, Rama, Rama. Therefore you kicked me. You see, my dear devotees, we need to come back to this road which Udata has kindly written for us in the sweet Slovenian language. And to chant with full attention. This will bring us in contact with Krishna, and as a result we will have enthusiasm and our Shraddha comes to life again. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Please forgive me. I was trying my best to hide the fact that we are still very tired, but I could not hide it from you. Krishna, what to do? Do you have any questions regarding this subject? It's clear, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, devotees are on different levels. Some are still with very weak faith. Some devotees on the lowest level, they have very weak faith. These are called the Kanishta Adhikaris. Their faith is just beginning to come. Then there are devotees who are Madhyama Adhikaris, whose faith is stronger. And then there are devotees who are very high because they have very strong faith. Now, when you associate with devotees, you need to know how to do this. Those whose faith is not so strong, the best is to help them. But sometimes when you are a younger devotee, they do not accept help from you. And they are older and they think, oh, yes, you are now very enthusiastic, but it's the beginner's enthusiasm. Something will change in you. They are not so happy to receive instructions from young devotees. And I think it is natural. Our old Kanishta Adhikaris, this is natural. They want to hear from oldest if they want to hear at all. So you should see that on which level are devotees, and then you should associate with the devotees who can give you faith, who have more faith than you, who can help you. With the others, you do not have such intimate association. You have association, you don't criticize them, because sometimes you can make mistakes. There are some devotees who may seem to be not so advanced, but in reality they are more advanced. But if you feel that in association of some devotees your faith is not becoming stronger, then you should see, no, I better look for other devotees for the association. In other words, you cannot have faith in all devotees, because not all devotees are the same. It is also described in spiritual societies. There are many Dharma Dvachis, that people who say they have faith, but their actions are different. This is natural. This is the human reality. It is not something to be sad about. It's just natural, isn't it? It must be. There are many Christians who are not Christians. So there are many Hare Krishnas who are not Hare Krishnas. This is the human reality. But if they stay and they have the chance to do more service, they will also become one day devotees. So it's very good that they stay. Let them learn. Let us not judge them. Hare Krishna. Narakara. Yeah. we must certainly know and must certainly discrimination so that we avoid the mistakes. But it's best to get some taste in our spiritual life. I think if devotees have taste, they do not want to make aparadas. It just does not come. Aparadas come from one source. It's the false ego. You do not remember that you are part of Krishna. You think yourself someone else, and then out of false ego, you make these difficult aparadas. No? Knowledge and discrimination are very important, but most important is to understand that we are servants of Krishna and to have some taste in doing it, to be a happy servant of Krishna. Happy servant of Krishna does not make so much mistakes. It comes natural. You know, when I was standing on Trafalgar Square and dancing before Jagannath, I thought, I'm so lucky to be able to dance for Lord Jagannath. This is my service. I felt so happy to be the servant of Lord Jagannath. And by this taste, you just do not want to make offense, something which brings you away from Krishna. Yes, Narakara Prabhu. Yes. So I want to thank you very, very much. Please come back in the evening. I wish you a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Gonitai ki jai, Gopemanandi Hari Hari Bo.